this week's COVID-19 crisis, where the largest outbreak is in Greater Sydney and has spread to WA and Victoria. Sydney and surrounds have been in lockdown since Friday as contact tracers try to get ahead of the community spread. Around the nation, authorities are trying to stamp out smaller, separate outbreaks before the virus takes off, as in New South Wales. Ian Marshner is Professor of Biostatistics at the University of Sydney and specialises in infectious disease modelling. He says the Delta virus was in an exponential growth phase before the city was locked down, and things are almost certain to get worse before they get better. So what does the modelling say about this Delta variant versus the previous variants?
Well, the first thing to say is that it's very early on, so it is hard to do very accurate modelling. But what we can say is that the early indications are that the rate of increase is certainly steeper than what we were seeing with the introduction of the Alpha variant in 2020, probably on the order of 50% greater. What that means is that people will get infected more quickly and outbreaks will be bigger and they'll take longer to get under control. And so therefore, locking down early from an epidemiological perspective is always the best strategy in terms of keeping the cluster as small as possible.
So last year, your modelling group worked out what the effect of delay was. Can you just describe what that, you know, the effects of delay?
Yes, so last year we modelled the effect of a delay on the increase in the number of infections and found that for each 1 week of delay in bringing in lockdown conditions, we would multiply the final number infected by fivefold. So with the Delta variant being even more infectious, we can expect that multiple to be even greater than five.
And so what does that mean in terms of the current outbreak?
Well, what it means is that we can expect more infections and then potentially a longer period to bring it under control. But remember, we have moved much more quickly in this cluster than we did early on in the outbreak in 2020. That doesn't mean we couldn't have moved quicker. We probably could have in this case, but we're much earlier in the process this time than we were in 2020.
Will 2 weeks be enough?
It's plausible that 2 weeks will be enough. It's also plausible that it won't be enough. And what we really have to do in this first week is expect further cases to come out of the woodwork as undiagnosed people become infected, and to revisit at the end of this week, essentially, to see how we're going with suppressing the outbreak and whether there would be a need of an extension.
What are the key variables that are in play here?
Well, the key variables essentially are the infectiousness and how much people are mixing. So obviously with a lockdown, we've put the stopper on one aspect of that infectiousness. And really, from my perspective, the really high priority at this point is to be thinking about aged care and the elderly, because that's where the potential is for the greatest burden if we do have a mishap and it gets into aged care.
What about time from infection to being contagious? And what do we know about that?
There was initially some suggestion that the incubation period was shorter for this Delta variant. My understanding is that that may not be the case, but certainly that delay is pivotal in terms of how many people get infected from an infected individual. But that's something that we've been dealing with all along that hasn't changed with this outbreak. And it's the reason why cases will continue to rise after we have the lockdown.
I've got Damien Purcell on, who's a virologist at the Doherty Institute, who's quoting evidence to us that the sort of fairly recent evidence that the asymptomatic period with this virus may be longer. If that's true, what's the implication of that for the modelling?
If the asymptomatic period is longer, then you will essentially have a longer time for an infected individual to infect others. And although we've got a strict lockdown, there is nonetheless a small amount of mixing that is continuing. So a longer asymptomatic period would not be a good thing if that's actually true.
Can you explain exponential growth to us?
So exponential growth is all about multiplying the case numbers rather than adding to the case numbers. So each day we're multiplying the case numbers by a number, let's say doubling. So we're going from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16. And it very quickly gets out of control. In fact, it's quite unintuitive how quickly exponential growth can get out of control.
So do you think that we're in exponential growth right now?
We were in exponential growth, I believe, prior to the lockdown, and it seemed that that exponential growth seemed to be at a higher rate than what we were experiencing with the introduction of COVID last year. And the intention with the lockdown is to put the stops on that exponential growth and bend the curve over, which is what we need to look at in the coming days.
Professor of Biostatistics at the University of Sydney, Ian Marshner.